What are your fondest memories of Mr. Messiah?
Mr. Messiah, he's a giant of a man. He stood up for a lot of people who couldn't stand up for themselves and speak for themselves. A lot of the racial injustices that we had in Buffalo would have continued to persist without him standing up and speaking for those who did not have a voice. Mr. Messiah is one of those individuals that cannot be replaced. I would be remiss to try to stand in his shoes. All I can do is make an imprint. But he has forged a path that we are to follow in order for Buffalo to continue in this progression of eliminating racial injustice. I don't even think Byron Brown would have even been able to be the mayor of the city of Buffalo without the accomplishments and tributes of Dr. Messiah's legacy. He is one of those individuals that will always be remembered very fondly, and even not so fondly with some people. But to know him, you would have to be a friend. Mr. Messiah, he believed in the NAACP. When I became the president of our chapter, it's good to have him. He helped make the transition smooth. He was very supportive of me and very encouraging. Encouraged me to do even more. So I will truly miss him. Our chapter will truly miss him. We will continue to honor him and his legacy and let everybody know the contributions that he's made in the city of Buffalo. And I would even dare say, our country. He served in the military. He served as a professor at Canisius College. He served on the police force. He served on many boards that will always be fond of him and what he contributed to those boards to make sure that the inequality of racism is eliminated and that everyone had a fair opportunity.
Can you give us a little bit of personal insight into Mr. Messiah, the man?
He's a personable individual. He is a likable individual. He's also a tough individual. He says what he says and he means what he says, and there's no backing down when he makes up his mind. He was also a very knowledgeable individual. He knows the history of our city, the history of the things that transpired in our city, and he is a one that knew all of the ins and outs. He knew the key individuals who were the decision makers, and it was very amazing the respect that people had for him.
What plans are there to honor Mr. Messiah?
At our last Maker Evers dinner, we honored him with a lifetime achievement, and I entitled it the President's Award. I believe in giving a person their flowers while they can still smell them. What I would love to do is to have some type of way in which we can continue to honor his legacy. Even at our next dinner, have an award with his name on it. As a matter of fact, this year we will have the national president of the NAACP, Derek Johnson, who will be our guest on June the 9th at the convention center. And I'm sure that our committee will even highlight and open up some other opportunities to honor him, even if it's with an educational scholarship, because he was a man who believed in education.